supply richly to you from God our Father.
Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. From today's Old Testament reading, verses 10 to 12, the Lord said to Sarah, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I'm worn out, my Lord is old, shall I have this pleasure? This reading from the Old Testament today tells us about a woman who laughed. There are, as I was trying to explain to the children, many different kinds of laughter. Some laughs are the response to a funny joke. Other laughs are just the opposite, a cynical or derisive laughter. For example, one day Ludwig van Beethoven's mother came up to him and said, Ludwig, you never pay attention to anything I say. You just ignore me. And Beethoven was very hurt by his mother's statement and said, that's not true, mother. You are the inspiration for my music. And his mother sneered and said, that's a laugh. Ha, 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 ha. In today's Old Testament reading, Sarah gave that kind of a laugh. The laugh that was the inspiration for the opening cadence of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. But she gave it kind of a sneering laugh. When the angel of the Lord visited Abraham and told him that God was finally going to fulfill the promise he had made to Abraham and to Sarah many years earlier. Time passed. And now Abraham, 99 years old. I don't know many people who have made it to the age of 99. And his wife Sarah, although a decade younger than he, was 89 years old. I think we can all understand why Sarah laughed at the news that within a year she would have a baby. Her laughter seems like a perfectly human response to an announcement like that. You may recall that in my children's message last Sunday, I told the kids and all of you who were here that in the King James Version of the Bible, there are 783,137 words. Well, I obviously didn't count all those words in the Bible to find that. I looked it up on Google. I looked up on my computer to find out how many words are there in the Bible. And today I looked up how often does the word laughter appear in the Bible. And I was frankly surprised at how few times it does appear. It's not as many as I thought it would be. It's mentioned 33 times in the Old Testament and only 6 times in the New Testament. But like I said earlier, there are many different kinds of laughter. There is cynical laughter, the kind of laughter that Sarah laughed here, the laughter that stems from unbelief and a lack of faith and trust in God. And that's quite different from the laughter that results from the joy people feel because of the blessings God has given them. In today's reading, we heard that Sarah laughed. But we also need to go back a chapter in Genesis and discover that when God told Abraham that he was going to have a son in his old age, he also laughed. In fact, Abraham laughed so hard, the Bible tells us, that he fell down laughing. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, shall a child be born to a man who's 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who's 90 years old, bear a child? In our world today, there is laughter all around us, but much of it is that kind of cynical or empty laughter that both Abraham and Sarah were guilty of here. In a society where some people laugh at us when we express our Christian faith, in a world where people even laugh at God's promises, it's good always to remember that he or she who laughs last laughs best. The Bible often describes Abraham as a man of faith, as a model of faith. And yet here we see a real lack of faith in Abraham. After God told him that his wife was going to have a baby, he literally fell down on the ground laughing. Then he facetiously asked God, "Shall a child be born to a man who's 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who's 90 years old, bear a child?" The obvious answer is, of course not. Don't be silly. 90-year-old women don't have babies. Everybody knows that. That's a laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And Sarah also laughed when she heard the angel of the Lord telling to Abraham, "Sarah, your wife, will have a son." But unfortunately for Sarah, the angel heard her derision, her laughter at God's promise. We live in a society where cameras are everywhere, and people are likely to have a picture or an audio of us at the most inappropriate of times. Wait till next year when the presidential election begins in earnest. It's already starting a year and a half in advance, but when it really gets going, there are going to be cameras on all these candidates just looking for the time when he's picking his nose or screwing his ear or laughing at an inappropriate time so we can make fun of. Well, the angel of the Lord really didn't just make fun of Sarah. He became angry with Sarah. And he asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I'm old?'" And then he says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" People laughed at Jesus when he came to carry out his mission of restoring lost sinners into a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. Do you remember the story in the Holy Gospel? It was the Gospel just a few weeks ago when Jesus raised from the dead the daughter of Jairus, the temple official. When he walked into the room where the little girl had died, and Jesus said, "She's not dead, she's only sleeping." And the mourners gathered around there laughed at Jesus, that kind of a derisive laughter, the laughter of unbelief. But when Jesus raised that girl from the dead and restored her to his parents, then their laughter quickly turned into the joy and laughter of a believer. What about us? Do we also sometimes laugh at the promises of God? When someone is seriously ill and we pray for their healing, do we expect them to be healed? When we're facing a problem in our personal lives, when we pray for direction from God, do we really believe he's going to guide and heal and direct us? When we feel the guilt of the wrongs we have done, do we really believe that God can and does forgive us? Or do we laugh at the promises of God the way Sarah laughed at the angel of the Lord who told her that at the ripe old age of 89 she was going to have a baby? Actually, the question the angel of the Lord asked Abraham and Sarah here is the very question the Lord continues to ask of you and me today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is there any time when your sins are too big for God to forgive them? No, of course not. Is there any struggle in your life that is too hard for the Lord to give you victory over? And the answer is no, of course not. Is there any problem in your life that is too big for God to solve? And the answer is no, of course not. For our God can change our laughter of unbelief into the laughter of joy. Just like God gave Abraham and Sarah the laughter of joy when their son Isaac was born the following year. God's promise to Abraham when he called him to leave his home in Iraq and move to this land of promise was a promise that he would become the father of a mighty nation and that his descendants would be more numerous than the stars in the sky or the grains of sand along the seashore. But before that could happen, there had to be one baby born to Abraham and Sarah. So that, ultimately, as the promise of God said, all peoples on earth shall be blessed through you. The New Testament tells us that Jesus, a descendant of Abraham, was indeed the descendant of Abraham, who would bring God's blessings of salvation to all peoples on earth. And they also laughed at Jesus, not the kind of friendly or supportive laughter with which we laugh along with those whom we love, but they laughed at Jesus when he told them that he was the Son of God in human flesh, the Savior of the world, the long-promised Messiah of Israel. When evil men nailed Jesus to a cross as he hung dying in agony on that cross, the scriptures tell us that people walked by and laughed at him. When he told them that he would rise again on the third day, they laughed at him again. What could be more laughable than that? Every sane person knows that when you're dead, you're dead. People don't come back 3 days later. Anybody who thinks that is a fool. Ha, 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 ha. But still, Christ's promises came true. Everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day, said Jesus. They laughed at that and said, no way. From the third day, Jesus rose from the dead, and to their no way, he said, way. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. As we read in Psalm 30, verse 5, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. On the evening of that first Easter, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and their tears were turned to joy. And St. John tells us that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Can you imagine the laughter that flowed out of those disciples who had seen Jesus hanging dead on the cross just 3 days earlier? Yes, indeed. He or she who laughs last, laughs best. So what challenge does this word of God bring to you and to me today? I believe the challenge is this. Today God wants you and me to laugh for joy. He wants us to laugh for joy because he knows that, because we know that he has kept his promises, the promises he makes to us, just as he kept the promise he made to Abraham and Sarah so long ago. Sure enough, Sarah did conceive and have a son in her old age. And most of us probably know the name of that son, Isaac. But do you know what the name Isaac means in the Hebrew language? It means he laughs. They named their child Laughing Boy because while his parents both laughed when God told them that he would be born, his birth brought joy and laughter into their lives. Later, Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. That's certainly a different kind of laughter than the laughter with which she laughed at the promise when God gave it to her. Now her laughter is not the laughter of unbelief. Now it is the laughter of faith. If it is true that he or she who laughs last laughs best, then Sarah and Abraham, and yes, God too, certainly got the last laugh. You see, God always gets the last laugh. And as long as we're walking in his will, then we too will be laughing the laughter of true joy along with God. Believing in God's promises, we will be laughing with God forever and ever. Always remember that in Christ, he or she who laughs last, laughs best. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds secure in Christ Jesus through life everlasting. Amen.